נפתח לכם פרק ג' משנה ג' בשור אמרו שהמת הזה עבד להקו או להחמר קטן. What the case in which there is a din by a shore hamur, a shore that gored three times, and then killed an ebed. That this din sometimes is lahako is lenient, and sometimes it's lahachmer is stringent. Echad shehemis is anah shababar, vesakar shababar, naysen shleishim shtabar. Whether this shore hamur killed the most beautiful ebed that's very valuable, or whether he killed the ugliest ebed that's not very valuable, in any case, the owner of the shore hamur has to give the owner of the ebed k'nani 30 sela. This is a gzeres hakatab. It's a knas that somebody who has a shor amur that kills an eved knani that belongs to somebody else, the owner of the shor has to give 30 sela to the owner of the eved. It doesn't matter how much the eved is worth. So sometimes it's lahakil. If the eved is worth much more than 30 sela, then this din is lahakil that you only have to give 30 sela. And sometimes the din is lahakmer. Sometimes the eved is not worth 30 sela, and still the owner of the shor has to give the owner of the eved 30 sela. Hamis ben Chorin, noisin a shavu. But if a shor amur killed a ben Chorin, a free man, a regular Yisrael, in such a case, the owner of the shor has to give the full value of that person to his yorshim, as the din of shoshin sela only applies to an eved knani, but not to a ben Chorin. A shor amur that killed a ben Chorin, the owner of the shor has to give the value of that person to his yorshim. Chaba bezel bezeh, mishalim nevik shalim. But if the shor amur did not kill the person, instead it wounded him, in such a case, whether he wounded an Eved Knani or whether he wounded a Ben Chorin, the din is the same. The owner of the shor has to pay full damages to either the owner of the Eved or to the Ben Chorin that the shor amur damaged. What's a din by somebody who rapes or seduces a girl? That this din is sometimes a kula and sometimes a chumra. Echad she'anas u'pita is a gdola she'bekuna ve'esaktana she'b'Yisrael. Nathan Hamish himself, whether the girl that the person was minus or mafata was from the most prestigious family, Sheba Kuhuna, the family were calling it, or whether the girl that he was minus or mafata was from a non-prestigious family and they were Israel, I'm not calling it. In any case, he has to give 50 sela to the father of the girl that he was minus or mafata. This is a knas, it's a gzeres hakatav, that no matter how much the girl is worth, this is the amount that you give to the father of the girl. Ba'abayshet ba'apagam, I call the fiyah mabayish. Besides the 50 shekel knas that you have to give for being honest and mafat to the girl, there's also other payments to be made, such as beishes and pagam. Pagam is that the girl is now less valuable if she would be sold as a shivcha. The person who would buy her to marry off to his eved would pay less for a ba'ula, a girl that is already nevelis, than for a basula. So therefore now her value is less, so you have to give that difference to the father of the girl besides the 50 shekel knas. And also you have to pay boshes, embarrassment that would cause to her and her family. How do we assess the boshes? The Mishnah tells us it all depends on the mevayis, the person who embarrassed her. If he is an adam nikla, a person who is mevuzah, not a prominent person, the embarrassment would be greater. And it also depends on the mitzvayis, the person who is being embarrassed. And the more prominent the person who is embarrassed, the more the embarrassment is, and the more you would have to pay for boshes.